Saluton, ciui, and greetings, everyone. This is Ralph Dumain, and this is a special recording in honor of the 100th anniversary of the great songwriter Woody Guthrie, born July the 14th, 1912, died October 3rd, 1967. This is going to be a bilingual broadcast in English and Esperanto, so bear with me, those of you who do not understand the language I'm speaking at the moment. Saluton Esperantistoj. Jen, mi estas Ralph Dumain, kaj mi disaŭdigas mian sonregistraĵon hodiaŭ je la 11 de julio 2012, por solemni la centjaran datrevenon de la naskiĝo de Woody Guthrie, kiu naskiĝis la 12 de julio 1912 kaj mortis je la 3 de oktobro 1967. Woody Guthrie estas mondfama usona popoheroo, komponisto kaj kantisto de kanzonoj por la homamasoj. Inspira historia figuro. La centjara datreveno de lia naskiĝo okazos post kelkaj tagoj, la 4 de julio. Tio estas ankaŭ la ŝlosila dato de la franca revolucio. Mi decidis, ke mi devis honori Guthrie per traduko de lia malmulte konata, nekanta poemo Voĉo, originally in English, Voice. Plurirate, ne nur geografie, estas longa vojo rekte kaj nerekte inter Oklahomo kaj urbo Novjorko. La medio de Guthrie komence estis la regiono de la fifama polvŝtormujo, Dust Bowl, sed poste en sia bunta vivo li edziĝis al juda dancistino en Novjorko kaj alkutimiĝis al juda kulturo, kiu ankoraŭ viglis en la 1940 jaroj, kaj tie la citio poemo li enhemigis. Kiu povas antaŭvidi, kie oni trovos propran voĉon? Por travestii fruan kanzonon de Bob Dylan, mi konkludas: Hey Woody Guthrie, por vi mi verkis tradukon. Nun en la angla. I've just given a brief introduction to Woody Guthrie for my Esperanto audience, and I emphasize that the Dust Bowl is a long way from New York, but the fact is that aside from his very colorful adventures from Oklahoma through the country, he ended up in New York as an honorary New York Jew, marrying a Jewish dancer who was a member of the Martha Graham Dance Company, and he became accustomed to that culture in the New York area, Brooklyn, Coney Island, which was still vigorous in the 1940s, and he wrote this poem called Voice in honor of this experience. I'm going to read my translation of Voice, which is my contribution to the Guthrie Centennial. I'm going to recite it first in Esperanto, and then I'm going to recite the original English version. Voĉo. Mi ne scias kiom for mi devos vagi por trovi mian memon, audi propran voĉon. Ne mian audis mi dum horoj, ŝaltinte la radion, kaj poste viziti spektaklo plenan kinon. Sed tie vocion mian mi da audis, en machino in mi mettis mano e pleno in da moneroi, cae disco in rotazia in mi rigardis. Se la vocio tie, ne estis vocio mia. La vortoi, ne miai vortoi, cui sonas en oreloi, che mi promenas en amasso de visagioi. Mi sidigas min en iuda frant mangeo, che mi mendas, sandvicion el varma pastramo, sur se calapano, che mi audas mian kelnerinon demandantan, ciu vi jadus flanque brasican salaton, io? Che mi constatis, ciam sin auscultis, che si parolas mia voce. Che mi diris, mi prenos la salaton sur rapuda plado, cae bonvonu portu tason da teo cun citrono, cae sticiis, che mi parolas sciain vortoin, cae iu viro sidis transtable ce cimuro, cae parolis consumantes sian salamon cae bieron, cae il mi exentis auscultante lin, cae longan tempon li parolis, sed parolis en mia persona lingvo ecne unu vorton, che mi constatis, pro la son profunda, pro la riccia voctono, che li parolis mia lingue. Visti volas, mi supposas, chi li povus paroli, per linguaggio chiu mi nec povus stii nec compreni, cae tamen compreni cion lian sonon. Mi lernis tion fari anta longa tempo, tra marciante la flancaen cae cefoin voioin della lando. Mi lernis ausculti citiel, cia mi lavis pladoin sulla scipoe. Mi devis lerni cia mi surbordigis en Africo. Cae en Scotlando, cae Irlando, cae Britio, Londono, Liverpoolo, Glasgowo, Scottae urboi cae Anglai farmoi, Irlandae canaloi, cae fervoiae pontoi, Altlandae bovoi, cae cevaloi. Cae mi citie mi exiis, che la parolo estas la sama kiel mia, se gi estas de nova la dialecto, nasala, gorgiosa, profundbrusta, el stomaco, pulmoi, alta en la capo, tone alta cae subae. Che mi devis lerni de nove, diri, jen mia lingvo, cae parto de mia vocio. Ho, se mi ecne audis ci vocion, ci vocioin, c'è sceneoi, ecranoi, radioi, discoi, discautomatoi, nec in gazettoi, nec giornaloi, rare in tribunaloi, pli rare, ciam studentoi cae polizanoi studas la visagioin dorse de la vocioi, ca mi pensis, ciam mi vidis ebriulon sur strate murmuri, cae craci, cae sacri in la vento nella vetrumuro da cafeo. Che eble, se mi sercius sorge, mi audus plu el mia vocio, che mi mangis plei quiete por conservi la oculoin ca oreloin ca sentoin largi apertai, ca ia audis, citia audis cion sopiraten en etoso de la iudoi de insulo coni. Meditoin, memoroin mi auscultis, vidis visagioin en memoro, audis vocioin, cui antam mi elnodis siain vortoin, che mi sciis per la sento, jen mia vocio. That was my Esperanto translation written yesterday, the 10th of July, 2012. Now, I am going to read the English original by Woody Guthrie voice. I don't know how far I'm going to have to go to see my own self or to hear my own voice. I tuned in on the radio and for hours never heard it. And then I went to the moving picture show and never heard it there. I put hands full of coins into machines and watched records turn, but the voice there was no voice of mine. I mean, it was not my voice. The words, not my words, that I hear in my own ears when I walk along and look at your faces. I sit here in a Jewish delicatessen. I order a hot pastrami sandwich on rye bread, and I hear the lady ask me, would you like to have a portion of coleslaw on the side? And I knew when I heard her speak that she spoke my voice. and I told her I would take my slaw on a side dish and would like to have a glass of tea with lemon, and she knew that I was speaking her words. And a fellow sat across at a table near my wall and spoke while he ate his salami and drank his beer. And somehow I had the feeling, as I heard him speak, and he spoke a long time, but not one word was in my personal language. And I could tell by the deep sound, by the full tone of his voice, that he spoke my language. I suppose you may wonder just how he could speak in a dialect that I could not savvy nor understand, and yet understand every sound that he made. I learned to do this a long time ago, walking up and down the side roads and the main stems of this land here. I learned to listen this way when I washed dishes on the ships. I had to learn how to do it when I walked ashore in Africa, and in Scotland, and in Ireland, and in Britain, London, Liverpool, Glasgow, Scots towns and Anglo's farms, Irish canals and railroad bridges, Highlanders' cows and horses. And here I knew the speech was the same as mine, but it was the dialect again. Nasal, throaty, deep-chesty. From the stomach, lungs, high in the head, pitched up and down. And here I had to learn again to say, this is my language and part of my voice. Oh, but I have not even heard this voice. These voices on the stages, screens, radios, records, jukeboxes, in magazines, nor not in newspapers, seldom in courtrooms, and more seldom when students and policemen study the faces behind the voices. And I thought, as I saw a drunken street-walking man mutter and spit and curse into the wind out of the cafe's plate glass, that maybe, if I looked close enough, I might hear some more of my voice. And I ate as quiet as I could, so as to keep my eyes and my ears and my feelings wide open, and did hear, heard all that I came to hear, here in Coney Island's Jewish air, heard reflections, recollections, seen faces in memory, heard voices untangle their words before me, and I knew by the feeling I felt that here was my voice.